Hey everyone, welcome back to Curves and Cocktails. This is your host, Phenice, and I'm thankful that you guys are back for another week with me. I hope you guys are also having a wonderful New Year's. I started my New Year's over January 15th. If you don't know why, just go listen to my last podcast and it will tell you all the tea on why I had to start my New Year's over, but definitely in good spirits and wanted to, you know, jump in with another week of random topics. So I wanted to talk about planning your first vacation with your partner. Are American men cheap? And just probably something else random, but let's jump into it. So today on Instagram, I got a lot of responses from my topic that I asked everyone. And the question was planning your first trip with your partner, who pays for what? And so for me, last year, my partner flew me to California. So he paid for majority of that. Like, I don't really recall spending that much money, if anything, because it was like quarantine. It wasn't that much places to go, but he gave me like spending money and the flight money. So, but that wasn't really like a real vacation. I was like, he was working and I was just there keeping him company or whatever. But we haven't really went anywhere per se, just us two. And so this year I really wanted us to focus on, you know, spending, like building memories together and spending quality time together. So, I got a lot of responses. So let's jump into some of the responses. So the first guy, he said the man pays for everything. You know, I can agree. Somebody said the man pays for everything and she will buy the airport snacks. You know, she said she's going to get him some snacks, y'all. Somebody said he pays for the hotel. I pay for the flight. We can both take turns paying for things. Okay, that sounds good. He pays for the trip and the airfare. I feed him a few times. He pays for the hotel, the flight, and I pay for activities. Somebody said, I'll pay for the food. And I was like, well, damn, what if he orders steak every night? And she was like, he doesn't eat red meat. So I was like, okay, cool. But some people said 50-50, like a lot of people said 50-50. For me personally, I would say like, he needs to cover like 70%. Like, it just all depends on how much it costs. Like, of course, I would, you know, I'll pay for some meals, maybe pay for some excursion. Just depends on where we go. But I do feel like, you know, he should personally pay for a lot of the bills, a lot of the trip. So some people said they don't date men who don't pay for anything. The partner who initiates the trip should at least pay for transportation and baggage and stuff. But I was like, I like to plan trips, but I don't want to be like responsible for taking care of everything. So overall, I did get a lot of good responses. But like I said, for me personally, I would want my partner to pay for majority of the trip. And yes, I would chip in, but it's never been like a conversation. Like, you know, he's never asked me to pay for anything. And I can admit, like, I don't really offer to pay for stuff, but I feel like I do gestures. Like, I've, you know, done things, but he just really doesn't ask me for anything, you guys. I'm like dead ass. And I be trying to like come up with stuff for us, for me to do for him, and he's just like really, really chill and laid back. But I have dated, you know, in the past, like, yeah, every guy pretty much took care of everything. I never had really, or like one time one time his car didn't work because he was from France or London or whatever. And then I had to pay for like one night. So, I mean, I have, but I've never been in a situation where it's been like a 50-50 trip or 50-50 outing. Like, I can maybe count on my hands how many times something like that has happened. And it has been very few times. The next topic I want to talk about is, are American men, like, is American men, like, the only one that penny pinches? And I say that because, like, I've dated American men, but not, I guess enough. But, like, one dude, like, I will never, ever, ever forget. He was, like, this photographer dude. And number one, I fucking hate his guts. Like, I don't really hate people, but I would never probably want to see his ass again. I just remember, like, we would go to the movies, and I offered, like, to pay for parking, and we went out to dinner. I don't even know. We didn't even spend that much time together, but one day we were in a car, and he started to break down every motherfucking dollar he has ever spent on me. I mean, he bust out the transactions, you guys. He was like, oh, I spent $20 here. I spent $40 there. I spent $60 here. I spent $5 here. I was just like, okay, what do you want me to do with this information? Like, he was just trying to make it seem like I didn't offer to pay for stuff. And I was just like, well, I offered to pay, you know, for parking here. It was, I don't remember all the stuff, but I do remember the parking situation. And it was just like, from then on, I was like, I'm very turned off by cheap men. It's one thing to be frugal, but if you just being blatantly cheap and just, you know, going down a list of things that you've done for a woman because you're trying to justify why you should have sex with them, I got no words for you. And I just remember, like, one of my old friends used to talk to him, and he was telling her that I was crazy and that I was obsessed with him. And I was just like, girl, you can go ahead and deal with that fool, but one thing about me, I ain't never been obsessed with a dude. I may have fought a dude. I may have done, like, petty stuff, but I've never been, like, obsessed with a guy. Like, he can't move on, and I'm just, like, following his every move. No man has ever done that to me, and I highly doubt that a man ever will. But when I had asked, you know, Instagram, I was like, well, let me go to the exact question that I asked. I said, only American men worry about splitting a bill. And 69% said yes, and 31% said no. So, like, this guy, he's in my DMs, and I haven't had him at my job. I just gave him my Instagram account, but I don't follow him because he was just saying, like, oh, you're a princess pillow, and that you're wrong for thinking like a guy should pay for everything. That's what's wrong with women these days, and y'all single and this and that. And I was just like, well, buddy, I don't know what to tell you, because, like, he started off asking me, was I in a relationship? And then that's when he started dropping all this other shit or whatever. But he was just OD'ing and just saying, like, that's what's wrong with women. Like, back in the day, they just felt like all they had to do was clean the house. But now it's a different time. They need to work and pay bills, too. And, of course, like, I'm not saying that women shouldn't pay bills. But I do feel like if you first of all, you're going to do what's best for your relationship. At the end of the day, nobody can tell you how to run your relationship, because that's you and that person together. But for me personally, I would expect my partner to at least pay the mortgage or large major bills. And I will chip in where I need to chip in. But my thing is, I really want to save money. I really want to be able to have a place for my parents. So it's like things like that. Like, I'm very frugal. I like to save. You know, I fuck up from time to time, but, you know, I know the value of a dollar. So by him just saying, like, oh, that's what's wrong with you females. Y'all always thinking, like, a dude gotta do this. He gotta pay for that. He gotta do this. Like, y'all finna be single. No, because there's niggas out there that's gonna do it. And if you won't do it, that's fine with you, brokey. Just go find somebody else, you know, low budget, $40 girl, and go deal with her. Like, you're not dealing with me, so I don't know why you all up in my business. So that was just, like, annoying. And it was just like, I had put it on my close friends. If you know my close friends, then you saw the clip or whatever. But if you're not, I don't know what to tell you. So another thing I wanted to talk about, and it was so random because I was on Twitter and this girl that I follow named Tammy was just like, why do black people keep their salary such a secret? And like, I just remember like one time, like I've been best friends with my friend for like years. And I just remember like one time we were talking about salary and she wouldn't tell me how much she made. And I just honestly, I still to this day, you know, don't understand why, but she just says for personal reasons, she never says how much she gets paid. But I'm like, for me, I feel like that is something like Jobs did to prevent people from fighting, like pretty much. Like niggas go to work and be like, oh, I got a sign-on bonus for $10,000 and I'm making 50K. How much you making? And then the next bitch talking about someday making 30K, never got a sign-on bonus. Like, that's the type of shit that's like wrong with these jobs. And so they be like, oh, don't talk about, you know, your salary. People will get jealous of you, penny pinch you. But it's just like, bro, it's a conversation and jobs are wrong. And, you know, if I've been working there for 5 years and Joe Smo came along and he making more money than me, yeah, I'm gonna have a problem with that. And that's something that we need to talk about. That's not something personally I feel like is a big secret, but some people feel that way. Some of the responses were, I asked them, do you keep your salary hidden from your friends and your family? Some people was like, yep, I'm broke according to everyone. I work for a government job, so my salary is public knowledge. Somebody said absolutely, and another person said yes, and I will continue to. No, but I ain't offering information either. Yep, they need to mind their own business that pays them. Hell yeah, I don't want them counting my coins. It's none of their business. Co-workers, yes. Immediate family, no. My family is very close. Someone said yes. Another person said no, I'm totally against this. My co-workers, yes, because I'm gonna be mad if someone white makes more money than me. So of course I get why someone would keep that type of information to themselves, but it's like at the end of the day, like, unless you're making millions of dollars, I don't really see what the big deal is. But people have their own reasons on why they do shit. So that is pretty much it, you guys. You know, I'm just getting back into the swing of things and I don't want to have this episode super long. But give me your feedback on who you think should pay or what you think should be paid on your first vacation together. If you think American men penny pinch or, you know, talk about splitting the bills. I honestly feel like that's the only people I ever heard talk about splitting bills. Because if you date like another, you know, someone else in another culture, like that shit is unheard of. Like, it would be honestly like spitting in someone's face asking a female about splitting a bill and all this other stuff. So, but you know, let me know what you think and about salaries. About, tell me what you think about, you know, talking about salaries. Because I know in my job, we talked about our salaries. And yeah, some people were mad, but you know, some people had degrees and some people didn't. So it made sense. But, yeah, you guys, that's pretty much it for this episode. And I need to start telling you guys about different drinks and stuff. So I was like, oh my God, this show is called Curves and Cocktails and I ain't never talk about a drink on here. So I'm going to start incorporating that into my episodes too. Not necessarily like cocktails, but you know, little stuff I like sipping on from time to time. But since I don't really go out like that, I don't really drink like that anymore, but you know, that's a whole nother topic. But I hope you guys have a good day and I will see you on my next episode. Bye-bye.